The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Hope you're enjoying the Memorial Day holiday. Tonight we have a special show that was taped on Thursday, so we'll get you caught up on the Champions League final, the Rhinos, Flash, the Lancers on next Monday's live show. Remember, the Rhinos are in action tomorrow at 7:30 in the U.S. Open Cup against Reading United AC, and also on Friday versus Richmond at 7:35. The Flash return home Saturday night facing the Houston Dash at 7 p.m. at Salen Stadium. On tonight's show, we'll preview and break down the 2014 FIFA World Cup in detail, give you what you need to know about for each of the 32 teams and the eight groups. Well, let's bring in now our expert analysts. Joining us from Toronto is Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, Andrew. The count is on.
Certainly is. And Michael, how you doing in New York?
I'm very well, thank you, Andrew. How are you doing?
Doing great, thanks. And, of course, in studio with us right here at WYSL is our host, Joe Redcard Sirianni.
Welcome, everyone, and welcome, Dick, and welcome, Mike, and to this special show edition of Soccer Kick in the Grass. And certainly we're looking forward to do what we do best, talk about soccer and talk about the biggest event of the world, the World Cup coming up.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of discussion, a lot of debate, I'm sure, as we go through each of the teams and talk about them and their chances, some of the players to look out for. So let's get started first. And I mentioned this segment of the show is brought to you by chiropractic Dr. Frank Grayson of Brighton. His number is 271-6080, or visit the interactive website at graysonchiro.com. So we start with Group A and the team that is favored by most to win the entire tournament, the host Brazil. So Joe, you have the honor of starting off with the hosts.
Well, actually, Andrew, Brazil is, like you said, the favorite team because they play at home. They have a lot of pressure on them to start with, to win and repeat as champions, as they did many years. And of course, you know, they have a quantity of players that they've played all over the world. They play in Italy, they play in Spain, they play all over, and they know how to play soccer. So, you know, the take is that Brazil is going to be the team to beat.
Well, certainly Brazil, the favorite. Neymar, the player to watch. His health will be a question, certainly, but they're loaded. They got the fans behind them. It's going to be great to see them play. And another team, I think this group is going to be well-watched in the U.S. The most popular team in the United States, the Mexican national team, is in this group. And Michael Lewis, the editor of TropaGoal.com, who covers CONCACAF soccer, will talk about Mexico. So, El Tri, what do you think their chances are, Mike?
You know, if it was any other World Cup, I'd say they would be in a good chance to get to the second round, but just don't know what to expect from this Mexican side after what happened during CONCACAF qualifying. They were fortunate to become the fourth place team to play in a special playoff against New Zealand, and they beat New Zealand, as we know. And, you know, I just don't know what to expect. Very talented players on this team, but they've underachieved last year, and I understand with the World Cup, it's a reset button. Things start again, but Coach Miguel Herrera, who had great success at Club America, and brought in some of his former players to help the team qualify. Can he mesh the domestic and European players together to get out of a tough group? Because let's face it, Brazil's got one of the spots already, so they're going against essentially Croatia for that second spot.
Michael, you mentioned Croatia, a team with a lot of experience, and Dick, speaking of watching this group, there are thousands and thousands of Croats in Toronto, and I know they're going to be very interested in Group A.
Very much so, and it's going to be a very interesting opening game. It will not be easy for Brazil in that opening game in São Paulo against Croatia. Ironically, they played the opening game in the 2006 World Cup, and Brazil just got by Croatia 1-0. They don't call Croatia the Brazilians of Europe for nothing, Andrew. I think they've shown that on their day they can give anybody a game. They've experienced talented players. Luka Modric, of course, everybody talks about because of his ability. But Pliticos has always impressed me in between the posts. You know, Senna, Dario Senna, I think he's one of the finest wing backs that is playing in world football. And then up front, of course, they've got Mandzukic, they've got Olic, Eduardo, Jelovic. They've got talent par excellence. The key thing is, of course, that they put it all together in a team manner, and that's been their undoing in the past. But certainly I'm looking forward to the opening game, because as I say, it will be a very difficult game for the host country hosting that game against Croatia in São Paulo.
It should be a lot of fun. And the fourth team in that group, Cameroon, Roger Mila will not be suited up for Cameroon, but I'm sure he'll be in one of the luxury boxes. This is not, though, the same Cameroon team that we remember from a number of years ago that set the world on fire with, you know, Roger Mila and all the great players from Cameroon. The man certainly to watch out for is the great Samuel Eto'o up front, the captain and the most experienced player. Alex Song from Barcelona, who's had some problems with the federation in Cameroon. He will be in the lineup, and he'll be a very important factor as well. But the question is, can Cameroon play as a team? And the keeping is also maybe some suspect. But one thing, they have an advantage. A big match against Croatia, we played at Manaus, the place in the Brazilian jungle where it's hot and humid, much to the liking of the Cameroonians, maybe not so much for the Croats. The last games against Brazil may have already qualified. It's going to be an interesting dynamic in this group, but we'll see how it shakes up. We'll save our predictions for the groups for our last segment. Let's move on to Group B. And boy, this group is just mouth-watering. You've got, starting off, the defending champions, Spain. And when you talk about Spain, every position has got talent, experience, depth. I mean, starting with Iker Casillas in goal, you've got Gerard Pique, Sergio Ramos, Jordi Alba, Azpilicueta in the back, Juan Fran from the champions Atletico Madrid. In midfield, the best midfield in the world, Xavi Alonso, Iniesta, Cesc Fabregas, Busquets, unbelievable talent. The question is up top, will Diego Costa be healthy, the star from Atletico Madrid? Can he be healthy for the World Cup? That's a big question. If not, Fernando Llorente from Juventus, Joe, a guy you know very well, he may be able to step in for Spain and score the goals.
You never know. Certainly, you got Spain is what the envy of all the other teams in Europe, because they have so much talent. They play such attractive soccer. So, they're one of the favorite, I think.
It certainly are, but they have a very tough group. And what a match to start with, Dick. The rematch of last year's final, Spain and Holland. And Holland, they certainly have the talent as well to give Spain a run. It's going to be a great opening match. Tell us about the Dutch.
Yeah, the Dutch team, of course, managed by a gentleman who fans in English football will get to know a lot of over the next few years. Louis van Gaal, of course, going to Manchester United following the tournament. The Oranje have got a mixture. They've got the youth and the experience. But when you look at the Netherlands, I look at the players that have shown consistently that they're at the top level. The Arjen Robbins, the Wesley Sneijders, and company. You know, they've got that experience, and they're bringing in now younger players. And some people feel it's maybe a little bit too soon for the young stars of the Oranje, but knowing the Netherlands and the way they play their football, they can, in the opening game, maybe reverse the result from the 2010 final. But it certainly is a great opportunity for them to show their ability, although it will certainly be a tough task in this particular tournament.
Yes, definitely will be. And another reason why is because one of the dark horses for this World Cup, Chile, is in this group, a team that at the under-20s a few years ago went all the way to the final against Argentina. I saw them play, and many of those players now are playing for the national team. And Joe, a guy you know very well who's the key to this team, but he's injured right now, Arturo Vidal from Juventus. Is he going to be healthy for the World Cup? That's the big question for Chile.
You're right, Andrew. That's a big question, but he's been called up, and I'm sure that he's going to be ready to play. But on not only him, but you got Mauricio Isla, and you got so many. Arturo Vidal we talked about, and we got Alexis Sanchez, which have distinguished themselves in the Spanish league, so in the Italian league, all those players, and I'm sure that even though they might seem to be, you know, the dark horse of the group, I think that when you really look at Chile in the World Cup scenario, they're not a team that people can take lightly. So I'm looking forward to see Chile be a very competitive team, especially if Vidal is going to be healthy to play.
And any team in South America is a team to watch out for playing in their home continent. It's going to be very, very dangerous. It's a team that Netherlands and Spain cannot overlook. The minnow in this group, Michael, is Australia. Their captain, guy you watch every week for your Red Bulls, Tim Cahill. But it's a very young team outside of really him. It's going to be, I think, tough for the Socceroos in this group.
I don't envy Australia at all. You're talking about two European powers, a South American team. The Socceroos might be one of the top teams in Asia, but it's going to be tough. I'll tell you this, Tim Cahill is a pleasure to watch. He plays soccer the way it's supposed to be played. At the end of the match, he is drained. If Australia could have 11 Tim Cahills, I'd give them a much bigger fighting chance. They're going to work hard. There's no doubt about that. But I would say if they get a point, that will be considered an accomplishment in this group.
That's going to be a tough group to watch. The three teams there, any of those two of the three, Chile, Spain, and Holland, I think could go through. We'll, again, talk more about our predictions later. Group C, this is going to be a fun group to watch. We have four different continents represented, four different styles of play. It's wide open. The seeded team, Joe, is Colombia. Their hopes, I think, ride on Radamel Falcao, the great goal scorer, if he can come back from injury. Injuries seem to be, and he was a trainer, no, it's a key to this tournament. Can the players who are important to their sides come back from injury?
Well, one of the things, Andrew, that really we must remember that in the World Cup qualifier, when players get called up and they, even though they're maybe 98%, they want to play. They do all that they need to be done so that they can be on the field and contribute to the honor of the country. Don't forget, they're not just playing for a team, now they're playing for the nation. In Colombia, it's always been a nation that have produced great players like Falcao and, you know, Mario Yepes and, you know, people that Zapata and people that played in European team and they have distinguished themselves in those clubs.
Michael, the Greeks, a team that won the European Championship, a team known for defense, but they've got some goal scorers too. They're going to be, I think, a tough team in this group.
No doubt about it. You know, they played in two World Cups prior to this, 1994, where they went winless and secured only one win in 2010, but their defense should take them to definitely a certain level. I'm probably going to mispronounce some of these players' names, so I apologize beforehand, but Fanis, Gakis, among others, they got some players who could put the ball in the back of the net. What fortunate for the Greeks are that their playing in a group that they have a chance to get to the second round. This isn't a group of death by any means, not with the Ivory Coast and Japan in there, too. Formidable sides, but definitely sides that can be beaten.
You mentioned the Ivory Coast. This may be the last chance for the Ivory Coast for a long time. The great group of players that everybody knows, Didier Drogba, his last World Cup, the Touré brothers, Yaya Touré, what a season he had in the EPL this year. Another name to watch, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, Latina Traore, 6'8" tall, and they call him the gentle giant. They say he has a good touch for a big man. He's going to be tough to stop. This is a team with a boatload of experience, but they've underachieved. But this group, I think they've had some tough groups in the last two World Cups. This one they may be able to get through, but it's not going to be easy. And, Dick, the Samurai Blue of Japan, they're going to have a say in this group as well.
Yeah, interesting, the Blue Samurai. Coached by an Italian, of course, Alberto Zaccheroni took over in 2010, and he's done an outstanding job. They're very popular in Japan, and he certainly has got players that have experience. Half a dozen of the 23 players listed play in European football. Of course, Honda plays with AC Milan. Of course, Shinji Kagawa is Manchester United's prize asset. Didn't play as much as I thought he should have, a really talented player. But he's got some problems in defence. You know, going forward, they've shown a lot of ability, but in recent months in games, they've shown problems at the back, which, of course, if you want to win anything, you've got to make sure that you're solid at the back, and that could well prove their undoing. But certainly very competitive, very fit, organised, and will not be easy for the other teams playing against the Blue Samurai.
Well, that does it for groups A, B, and C. When we come back, we'll look at group D. A lot of debate with this one, with Italy and England in group D, along with groups E and F, as we continue our special World Cup preview on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Western New York Flash return home to Salem Stadium this Saturday, May 31st, facing the expansion Houston Dash for the first time. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kuja Kuja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge custom designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have two important matches this week at Salem Stadium. On Tuesday at 7:30, it's a third-round match in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup as the Rhinos host Reading United AC. All tickets for this match are $5, and parking in the Broad Street lot will be reduced to $2 as well. Then on Friday, the Rhinos face the 2013 USL Pro regular season champion Richmond Kickers in league action with kickoff at 7:35. Get your Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes now by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, our special Memorial Day show, as we preview the 2014 World Cup. Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, and Michael Lewis on the show tonight. And this segment of our show brought to you by Allstate Insurance and local agent Edsel Scolo. Number to call is 244-2130 or go to ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com. Scolo spelled S-C-O-L-L-O. We now move to a group that this group of people will certainly be watching with great interest. Group D, featuring two of our home countries represented by Mr. Sirianni and Mr. Howard, Italy and England, and of course Michael Lewis covering CONCACAF, certainly interested in Costa Rica, and Uruguay, a team that has won the World Cup twice, was in the final four of the last World Cup. Let's start with Italy, Joe, and it's going to be a challenge for the Azzurri, I think, but I think with some developments that happened very recently with Uruguay, Italy's path may be a little bit easier. We'll talk about that in just a second.
Well, let me just say a little bit about Italy. You know, the faith and the hope of the Italian national team is for someone to become a hero, much like Rossi did in previous World Cup. Will it be Balotelli? Will it be Insigne? Will it be Giuseppe Rossi? Will it be Ciro Immobile to score the goals that you know, that need to one or two goals? Because Italy, I'm sure, is going to be very cautious because the age composition of the team is not one that they can go for 90 minutes. So I would think they were trying to contain themselves. I would think that they would try to pace themselves and gain the opportunity to score one or two goals and then hang on.
Well, the first match, I think Italy and England playing in that hot and humid condition, I think will favor the Italians. Dick, what about the English? I mean, there's a lot of young talent on this team. I think it's going to be how can they be put together by Coach Hodgson? What do you think?
Well, that was the big question, wasn't it? Would Roy Hodgson go with experience or youth? And he's certainly taking a gamble, obviously, with bringing in players like Luke Shaw, Adam Lallana, Ricky Lambert, Everton midfielder Ross Barkley, who have very limited international experience. But you've got a core of players there, and I hope and pray that Joe Hart will stay fit the whole tournament, because I think we're a little bit week in between the posts if he is not playing. But it's a team that will be competitive. I think the first game against Italy will be a critical one in Manaus, as you rightly mentioned. With the conditions, it will be very difficult for England. And it's an England team that has a lot of potential. I think he's looking to the future very much with the selection. I think that England could well, you know, get out of the group. We'll, as I say, talk about who goes forward, but it was certainly a risk. And as you know, and everybody knows, in England, if you're a national coach, you've got you know, many questions to answer, and hopefully he's answered them with his selection.
Well, we'll see how that goes. I mentioned some news that's come out about Uruguay. When you talk about Uruguay, you talk about two of the best forwards in the world, Edinson Cavani and Luis Suarez. But news has come out that Suarez is injured right now. He had a knee problem. He's had minor surgery. And the question is, will he be fully fit for the World Cup? Without Suarez, Uruguay is in big trouble. They need both those guys in healthy, because they are certainly in the back. There's a lot of questions about their fitness and their age. This is a team that lost six straight games during their World Cup qualifying, so they're not a given by any means. But, of course, they're playing in their home continent. They're going to be dangerous if Suarez is healthy. Uruguay can make some real noise, because we have two forwards of that caliber. You can put the ball in the back of the net. Costa Rica, Michael, seems like the outsider in this group, but again, a team that's got experience. They're used to playing in hot conditions, and again, a lot of players that are familiar to U.S. soccer fans.
Definitely. You know, first of all, you could start with Alvaro Saborio, who plays for Real Salt Lake. Getting on a bit in years, but has found a way to find the back of the net for them. Their best player in his prime right now, Brian Ruiz, 28 years old, and he should be the star of the team. Joel Campbell on his way up at 21. As talented as this team is, yes, they are outsiders, and they're going to have to work hard, work as a team to play well. A player that I'm very familiar with who is on the team, Roy Miller, he plays for the Red Bulls. He'll flip from being a left back to central defense for this team. Like I said, one of their best teams in years, but I don't think they're in the right group to do any damage. Saying that, in 1990, they became the first CONCACAF team. Costa Rica became the first CONCACAF team to get out of a group stage in Europe. So I don't put anything past them, although this time it's going to be very difficult.
Well, certainly a group that we get a lot of exposure in this country, with so many English and so many Italians. It's going to be fun to watch that group. Group E, the seeded team is Switzerland, but Dick, the French are the team that everyone will be watching, a team with loads and loads of talent, but they were a huge disappointment in the last World Cup. But you know, on paper, this French team is just got so much potential to go a long way in this tournament.
No, anything is possible for Les Bleus, and certainly now under the leadership of Didier Deschamps, there's a little bit more stability there. But in recent World Cups, they've had a good one, they've had a very poor one. They're coming off a very poor tournament in South Africa, so maybe we'll see a very talented French team. But certainly you've got players so experienced, you know, from Hugo Lloris in between the posts up to, you know, players up front that we know can put the ball in the back of the net, notably one, Mr. Frank Ribéry, the Bayern Munich, of course. We've seen his ability over the years. So much talent. The key thing, I think, with regards to the French team is, can Didier Deschamps get them playing as an organized team? They squeaked by, you know, that dramatic game with Ukraine in the qualifying, in the sudden death, you know, the playoff round. So they showed character in coming from a 2-0 deficit to win 3-2 on aggregate. They are a team that can be very frustrating to watch, although I think this time around they've got a chance to certainly advance out of Group E.
It's a group that certainly, I think, and there's potential for all the teams. We mentioned the seeded team is Switzerland. Joe, Switzerland, you talk about them, you talk about defense. They're the best defensive team in Europe, and one of the guys who you know very well, Mr. Lichtsteiner from Juventus, will be one of the key guys in the back.
Well, definitely, not only they got the experience on defense, but they also, they're a very young team. It's a team that has not really been achieving a lot in the world competition, but it's a team that I think that you're going to see them, you know, give Ecuador, give France and Honduras a tough time, you know, because they're a team that that's pretty solid on all positions.
So again, they're the seeded team because of their record. Mike, Honduras, another CONCACAF team, another team that, you know, maybe able to make some noise in this group, depending on how the results shake out.
They have got their work cut out for them, but and a lot of players that are familiar with MLS teams, Victor Bermudez, Marvin Chavez, Jerry Bankston, Carlo Costley, and of course Roger Espinoza, formerly of Sporting Kansas City, who made a name for himself at the 2012 London Olympics with his great play. Honduras is a very much a workman-like team, and they've got essentially two defensive midfielders playing at the central, the middle of the midfield, and that'll be Wilson Palacios and Roger Espinoza. And I think the key to their success is just holding teams down, holding them scoreless. They don't have, at this level, at the World Cup level, a great firepower. Bankston and Carlo Costley can put the ball away definitely at the CONCACAF level. So if they're going to win, they're going to win 1-0 or manage a 1-1 tie, but it's an uphill battle.
Ecuador, the team that at home are practically unbeatable because they play at 10,000 feet in Quito, but away from home, they're a completely different team. So really, it's going to be, I think, hard for them in Brazil. The gentleman that everybody knows from playing in Manchester United, Antonio Valencia, the heart and soul of their team. Osvaldo Mina plays in Major League Soccer for Chivas USA. Jefferson Montero is the big forward for them, but I have my doubts. The one South American team I think is going to have some problems is Ecuador. They've not proven themselves that they can win away from home, so I think they may have some problems in Group E. Let's go to Group F, and this is basically Argentina and everybody else. This is the weakest by far group. And Michael, you have the pleasure of telling us about the team, and if they don't win every game by at least two goals, I think will be a major upset, Argentina.
Well, I'll just talk about one player that I think everyone is focusing on, and that's Lionel Messi. He's done just about everything a player could do at the club level. Can he do it? Not just at the international level, but at the World Cup level. And if it's not winning the World Cup, at least on his part, is getting his team to the final. This team has a lot of talent, firepower. It's not just him. And the supporting cast, you name the position, they seem to have it there. And a lot of these players are in their prime. Angel Di Maria, Sergio Aguero, Gonzalo Higuain. You're just tripping over players who have done it week in, week out in Europe. Can they do it on their home continent? If they can't do it now, if Messi can't do it now, you wonder if this is it. You know, you've got to do it in South America, because next time it's Russia.
This is by far the easiest group. I think they should coast through this group, and they have a great path to at least the quarterfinals, I think. And the only team I think could give them some play is the newcomers, the only team in this World Cup that has never been here, Bosnia Herzegovina. But Joe, it's a team that's got a lot of experienced players, and one big guy up front named Edin Dzeko, who can put the ball away as good as anybody in the world.
Well, you're certainly correct, Andrew. It's a team that they play the same style of play that is played in Spain and Brazil. They have a lot of control of the ball. They have great players on midfield, and certainly Dzeko on the forward as a striker. They're a team that they're going to have to contend with. They have a lot of speed. They have a lot of people that are going to work very, very hard to distinguish themselves in this World Cup. And I think that there's a team that is going to give a lot of the team problems.
They certainly have a chance to advance. Any of you think the three teams could, on their day, win matches they need to get out of this group? Nigeria, the African champions, very great pedigree at the World Cup. They've been here many times. Two guys from Chelsea, my boys, Gianmichael Obi and Victor Moses, will be starring for them. And also Joseph Yobo plays for Norwich in the EPL. A lot of experience, but some youth as well. Again, a team I think that could win in this group. But it's really, I think, a crapshoot, Dick, for these the second spot outside of Argentina. Iran, they seem like the outsiders, but, you know, you never know. A team, again, that on their day could pull some upsets.
Yeah, it's been certainly very tough for Carlos Queiroz, the coach, a very experienced Portuguese coach, of course, A lot of people remember his time with Manchester United working with Sir Alex Ferguson. Certainly a lot of experience, and but they'll certainly be very defensively minded, I think, and certainly not a team that you expect to advance out of the group, but they will show a lot of character. Interesting, of course, they have one player who plays for the Vancouver Whitecaps, Stephen Betashuo, which is interesting that that's the case of an import player. But they've got players playing in Europe, but again, the fact that they haven't been able to prepare as they would any other national team, I think it's going to be something that they won't be able to cope with, and that they're going to have a relatively tough time in Brazil.
We're going to take a break on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will talk about the U.S.'s group, the Group of Death, Group G, and Group H, as we look ahead to the 2014 FIFA World Cup on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL 1040.com on the web, FM 92.1, and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
The Western New York Flash return home to Salem Stadium this Saturday, May 31st, facing the expansion Houston Dash for the first time. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Kooja Kooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos have two important matches this week at Salem Stadium. On Tuesday at 7:30, it's a third-round match in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup as the Rhinos host Reading United AC. All tickets for this match are $5, and parking in the Broad Street lot will be reduced to $2 as well. Then on Friday, the Rhinos face the 2013 USL Pro regular season champion Richmond Kickers in league action with kickoff at 7:35. Get your Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes now by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Redcard Sirianni, Mr. Zero Dick Howard, and Michael Lewis as we preview the 2014 World Cup on tonight's show. And right now we're going to talk about the Group of Death, Group G. And this segment of the show is brought to you by Top-Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Get ready for the World Cup with all the World Cup gear you could ever want. Go visit Tony and Michelle at Top-Notch Monogramming. Tell them what team you want to support or what team you're supporting, and they'll fix you up. Tell them you heard about Top-Notch Monogramming right here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, Group G, the U.S.'s group, it's going to be a challenge. If the U.S. can get out of this group, it will be maybe a bigger achievement than winning the group in 2010 that they did at the South Africa World Cup.
Indeed. It could very well come down to the first game. U.S. needs 3 points. The team that they could get it from is Ghana, and we all know about Ghana ending the United States' hopes. The last two World Cups. It's not going to be easy. If the U.S. doesn't get at least a point from that game, I'm not saying pack up the bags, head back to the U.S., but it's going to be very, very difficult. There are a lot of question marks concerning the U.S., their defense, who's going to play right back. Even Omar Gonzalez is not that great as a central defender, I believe, at the international level. For the U.S., it's going to be, I think, about Michael Bradley. He will be the ultimate key to the team's success, playing defense and spreading the ball around from the midfield.
You mentioned Ghana, Michael. Joe, Ghana, a team that the U.S. has not been able to beat. Team, again, with players that play all over the world. Many of them play in Italy, and you know them well.
Well, certainly Ghana has produced many, many top players, and some of them are playing in Italy. The like of Agamem Badu, Soli Monteri, the place for Milan, Michael Essien of Milan, and of course, Asamoah, the place with Juventus. And those are experienced players that, they have a tremendous amount of experience in the European atmosphere. I think that the United States is going to have, unfortunately, a hard time to win against them. And like Mike said, a tie will serve the United States very well.
I think they need a win. I think if they don't win, it's goodbye, Charlie. Unless Dick, the Portuguese, like they did in 2002, do not play up to expectations. But when you talk about Portugal, it's about one guy, really, who's going to lead them, and that's Mr. Cristiano Ronaldo.
CR7, what a player, tremendous. But I think the one good thing that I've noticed with this Portuguese team is how Paulo Bento has started to get the team concept, because they will only advance as a team. You can't just look at Cristiano Ronaldo to do his magic and pull the team through. And I think that's been one of the positives. He's got a good nucleus of players that are playing in the Portuguese league, which helps with regards to preparations. And I've been very impressed with what Paulo Bento's been doing with the team. But the big thing, guys, is all the people in Brazil are looking at, could it be an old world against new world final, Portugal against Brazil? I was in Lisbon in 1991 at the World Youth Cup, and there were 134,000 people watching Portugal play Brazil. That kind of matchup is something that a lot of people in the Brazil will be looking at, and certainly the support will be there for this Portuguese team. So maybe the Seleção will have a good tournament. We shall see.
It could be, but there's another team that will have something to say about that, a team from Germany that is, again, just absolutely loaded with experience, talent at every position. Manuel Neuer, arguably the best keeper in the world. Philipp Lahm in the back of the captain with Per Mertesacker, Lucas Podolski, the Mesut Ozil, the trio from Arsenal, Thomas Muller, Toni Kroos, Schürrle from Chelsea, Schweinsteiger, and a gentleman by the name of Miroslav Klose, who may very well break the all-time World Cup scoring record in his final World Cup at 35. This is a team that could go all the way. I think the one European team I think that has a real shot to win this tournament is Germany. It's going to be very hard to beat. Jurgen Klinsmann has made some selections with the U.S., I think specifically for the Germany match, which is the last one in the group. That group, it is the group of death. It's going to be, I think, a lot of very anxious moments for U.S. soccer fans, but we'll see how it shakes out. Group H, Dick, I think a darling of this tournament, a team a lot of people are predicting who are going to go is going to go a long way, is Belgium, another team with such amount of youth and on this team and some great, great talent.
Yes, Les Diables Rouges, the Red Devils. What a great name for a team. Mark Wilmots has done well because he's brought in a nucleus. There's 12 Premier League players in the 24-man squad, and you look at the quality. They've got such a strong backbone. You know, we've all seen the ability of Thibaut Courtois, the Atletico Madrid goalkeeper, on loan from Chelsea. And then, there's a player that was so impressive for Manchester City throughout the season, Vincent Kompany. You've got a player, Andrew, that plays for Chelsea. Hazard?
Yes, I think so.
No, a great player. He's having his difficulties, as we know, with the coach at the present time. But he's certainly a key player. And then up front, you've got Lukaku, who's done so well when he's been playing for Everton on loan again from Chelsea. So you've got a nucleus of players that are playing at the top level. They've been quoted by many people as being the dark horse in this tournament. And certainly, given the way they performed in qualifying, Mark Wilmot's squad could well make a name for themselves in Group H and on and beyond.
Could be a group that is not as strong in paper as some of the other groups. And Michael, the hosts of the next World Cup, the Russians, are in this group, and I think they're looking to advance and go far in Group H.
And probably their most famous name happens to be their coach, Fabio Capello, more than any other player on the team. Fortunately for the Russians, they're in not too difficult a group that they should be able to be in contention, if not advance. Some of the problems that they do have, though, is a lack of pace and fitness, and that could get in the way of them moving on or even getting past the second round. Interesting thing, in the past, a lot of Russian players have played all over Europe. This team is expected to be mostly from the domestic side, so it'll be interesting to see how this team fares. Like I said, they're not playing in a group of death, so maybe they are able to get out of this group in one piece.
Well, certainly a dark horse, and the minnow in this group, Joe, is Algeria, a team that I think a lot of people don't know too much about Algeria, except they come out of Africa. They have some World Cup pedigree in the past.
Well, you know, Algeria is an unknown team to everybody, I guess. They have no stars that have distinguished themselves in the European or any other country. And certainly they're gonna be tested, and their fate is going to be known June 17th, once they meet Belgium on the field.
Well, certainly the team that has definitely knows how to play at the World Cup. Their eighth consecutive World Cup, South Korea, team that, of course, hosted in 2002 and did so well there. A young player to watch for them is from Bayer Leverkusen in the Bundesliga, Son Heung-min, just 21 years old. Coach Hong Myung-bo, the great defender, played for the LA Galaxies. This is a guy they're looking at who could be a big star in this tournament. The other big forward for them, Park Chu-young, who was on loan from Arsenal to Watford. He scored the first goal in the bronze medal victory at the London Olympics. This team from Korea won the bronze medal. We talked about Mexico and Brazil, but this is a team that's got some talent and a lot of experience playing at this level. So watch out for South Korea. So when we come back on our show, but before we do that, though, we got to mention June 16th, very special show on Soccer's Kick in the Grass. We'll kick off at 9 o'clock, about an hour after the Ghana-U.S. match. We'll have a report from Michael Lewis in Brazil, hopefully, depending on the phone lines, and we'll talk about that match and what's going on in the World Cup. So again, June 16th, 9 p.m. special show. We'll come back with our final thoughts on the World Cup next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Sirianni.
The Rochester Rhinos have two important matches this week at Salem Stadium. On Tuesday at 7:30, it's a third-round match in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup as the Rhinos host Reading United AC. All tickets for this match are $5, and parking in the Broad Street lot will be reduced to $2 as well. Then on Friday, the Rhinos face the 2013 USL Pro regular season champion Richmond Kickers in league action with kickoff at 7:35. Get your Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes now by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team at the Blue Cross Arena the past three seasons. Because of you, the Lancers led the league in attendance for the second straight year. Later this fall, the Lancers will be back in the brand new Nationwide Major Arena Soccer League, so don't miss out. Lancers season tickets are now on sale for just $150 for any seat at the Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK or visit ourlancers.com to purchase your tickets today.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash return home to Salem Stadium this Saturday, May 31st, facing the expansion Houston Dash for the first time. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Ray Sirianni, Mr. Zero Dick Howard, and Michael Lewis. This segment of the show brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store or go to www.salin.com. That's S-A-H-L-E-N.com. And one quick programming note. Mark your calendar down. June 9th, it's our 20th anniversary show. It's going to be a very special event, so mark your calendars down. We have a lot of special guests, a lot of surprises, so make sure to mark your calendar down. June 9th, the 20th anniversary of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. So for our last segment, we're going to go through each group real quick. We're going to give our two teams we think are going to go out of the group, and then we'll loop back around and let everybody know what our favorite is and our dark horse for the tournament. So let's start with Group A. Joe, who do you think is coming out of Group A?
Group A is going to be Brazil, of course, and Mexico.
I will agree with that. I think it's going to be Brazil and Mexico. Dick?
Brazil, Croatia.
Michael?
Brazil, Croatia.
Okay, well, everybody says Brazil. No surprise there. Group B. Michael, what do you think about Group B?
Spain and the Netherlands.
Dick?
Spain and Chile.
I agree with Dick. Spain and Chile.
Spain and Netherlands.
Oh, we're split up here. Okay, Group C is a tough one, guys. Michael?
Well, I'll go with the South American team, Colombia, and I think Greece will find a way to do it this time.
Dick?
Colombia, Cote d'Ivoire.
I'm gonna pull an upset here. I think it's going to be Ivory Coast and Greece. I think Colombia will not make it out of this group.
Colombia and Japan.
Ooh, there's a real surprise there. Okay. Group D, Joe, I think I know which one of the teams you're going to pick, at least.
Italy and England.
I'm going to go with Italy and Uruguay. Dick?
Italy, England.
And Michael?
Italy, Uruguay.
Group E, another tough one. Joe, we start with you.
France and Switzerland.
I'm going to go also with France and Switzerland. Dick?
I'm going to go with France and Switzerland.
And Michael?
Well, I feel like we're at Dancing with the Stars. Yep, France and Switzerland.
This is the only group we agree on so far. Group F, Dick, who else besides Argentina?
I think Argentina and Nigeria.
Okay, I'm going to go with Argentina and Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Me too.
Okay, and Michael?
I like Argentina and Bosnia as well.
The group of death. I'm going to be picking with my brain here. I'm going to go Germany and Portugal. I don't think the U.S. will make it out of the group. Dick?
Germany, Ghana.
Michael?
I went with my brain, not with my heart. Germany, Portugal.
Same thing with me. My brain, not my heart. Germany and Portugal.
Okay, well, none of us are picking the U.S. Don't be mad at us U.S. fans. We're just trying to be objective here. And finally, Group H, another thing, tough one to pick. I will start with Joe.
Belgium and Russia.
I'll start with Belgium, and I will take South Korea. I think that South Korea is going to do some damage in this tournament. Michael?
Belgium and Russia.
And Dick?
Belgium, Russia.
Okay, gentlemen, now comes our time where we put our necks on the line. Pick your champion and the team you think is going to make it far in this tournament that nobody's expecting. We'll start with Joe.
Brazil.
And who's your dark horse?
My dark horse will be Mexico.
Interesting. Dick, what about you?
Brazil, and it's going to be an African country.
Okay, well, we'll leave you to that. We'll just say we'll let you pick five or six teams there. Michael, your selection.
I'm going to go with Argentina winning, and even though in my predictions I did not have a dark horse per se, I'll say Nigeria number one, and then maybe Ghana number two.
Okay, and I have to pick Brazil playing at home. I think it's, you know, they're the favorites. The dark horse, I really like Chile. I think they have a lot of talent and a lot of great players, and they're playing in South America. I think they're going to do some hurt in this tournament. They did it. They did it in their home country in 62. I think they may have a chance. So that's our show. This has been a great show, gentlemen. We really appreciate all of your time on this. And it's going to be a great tournament, and we're looking forward to it. We'll talk more about it, of course, on every show on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass up to the tournament. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Don't forget the Rhinos in action Tuesday, 7:30 against Reading, Friday, 7:35 against Richmond, and they're also at Dayton on Sunday at 7. The Flash at home to Houston, 7 p.m. Saturday night, 454 Kick, get your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis in New York, Dick Howard in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo here at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday for our live show at 6:30 here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
One and up then.
Have a good night, everyone. Enjoy the World Cup.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.